Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
J. Bruce Fuller is a PhD student at University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and today's poems are from a little book of poems published by Imaginary Friend Press called Notes to a Husband. And Notes to a Husband has an introduction by the poet Amy Fleury, who directs the poetry program in the MFA program at McNeese State University. She says of Notes to Her Husband, in the tradition of William Carlos Williams, J. Bruce Fuller's Notes to Her Husband combines the indirection of silence and the directness of bodily experience to chronicle a kitchen counter breakdown, a scratch pad elegy. With each successive note, a wife pulls at the thread of the fraying fabric of a marriage, unraveling a shared domestic and romantic life. These deft and deeply affecting poems remind us of how relationships are so often defined by what we forget to say, what has been said 1,000 times, what cannot be said, what we meant to say, and what is left unsaid. Fuller does not give us recrimination, but a thoughtful, honest, beautifully crafted look at the loss of love. And here are the first three notes in the book. What I forgot to say was this. On the phone you sighed, hot and long like summer, and that was when I knew there would be no more sidelong glances and dancing. We have settled in now, and asking for more is selfish. I left in a rush. Feed the cat. Note. What the birds are saying has nothing to do with us. Heartbroken in Acapulco, the parrots screaming at us, with us, the children's first picnic we ate in silence, blackbirds flocking in the tall grass, not singing. At our wedding, the jays were fighting overhead, and how could they know what we would come to know? Note, my left hand is an unskilled lover. I know this. My feet are splayed outward, duck foot. I know this. My eyes were never the ones you saw when the light was dim. I've heard all this before. And saying something 1,000 times doesn't make it so.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.